AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. In a Pentagon briefing today, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says U.S. military forces would prefer the new effort to guide stranded ships to the Strait of Hormuz to be peaceful, but are ready if needs change. He added that the intent remains to hand control of the strait back to countries that need the waterway, quote, a lot more than we do, adding, we expect the world to step up. Iran has denounced the move as a ceasefire violation. Meanwhile, Joint Chiefs Chairman Dan Kane says Iran's attacks do not necessarily mean they violated the ceasefire. He was also at the Pentagon briefing. Kane said Iran's recent acts of aggression are below the threshold of major combat operations. That means Tehran, in the Trump administration's view, has not violated the tenuous ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran. The administration has cited the ceasefire in asserting that the president does not have to give a formal update to Congress on the war under the War Powers Resolution. That law typically requires presidential updates on war activities 60 days after beginning military action. In other news, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the Supreme Court has restored broad access to an abortion drug.
The order temporarily allows women seeking abortions to get the drug mifepristone at pharmacies or in the mail without going to the doctor. Those rules had been in effect for years until a federal appeals panel last week imposed new restrictions. Most abortions in the U.S. come through medication, usually a combination of mifepristone and another drug. Their availability has blunted the impact of abortion bans in most GOP-led states after the High Court overturned Roe v. Wade 4 years ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Jalen Brunson scored 27 of his 35 points in the first half, and the New York Knicks steamrolled the Philadelphia 76ers 137-98 in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference semifinals.
It's turned into, obviously, big wins, but those attention to detail things are going to help us in the close ones as well, and we got to continue to stay focused.
Jamal Mosley has been fired as coach of the Orlando Magic after blowing a 3-1 series lead against the Pistons, who agreed to a contract extension with coach J.B. Bickerstaff. Stanley Cup playoffs, Taylor Hall slipped the puck past Dan Vladar at 18:54 of overtime to help the Carolina Hurricanes beat the Philadelphia Flyers 3-2, taking a 2-0 lead in their second round series. And MLB, two-time AL Cy Young winner Tarek Skubal will have surgery to remove loose bodies from his elbow after being scratched from Monday's start against Boston.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.